This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some states are easing COVID-19 restrictions, and that's worrying health experts.
From Massachusetts, where restaurant capacity limits are now gone, to Missouri, where St. Louis and Kansas City have relaxed some rules, CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky gets it.
I understand the temptation to do this.
But it's a bad idea. Walensky says after weeks of sharp drops, virus cases and deaths have gone up the past several days. Easing rules as virus variants spread is a bad combination.
We stand to completely lose the hard-earned ground we have gained.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The newly approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine is arriving in states today. FBI Director Chris Wray appears before lawmakers this morning to testify about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
Questions about the FBI's preparations for what took place that day and investigations into it are expected to dominate Chris Wray appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's also likely to be asked how the Bureau is confronting the national security threat from white nationalists and domestic violent extremists. Last week, the acting chief of the Capitol Police said a January 5th report from the FBI warning about concerning online posts made its way to police investigators and the department's intelligence unit, but was never sent up the chain of command. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more and more calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign now that a third woman has accused him of offensive behavior. Anna Rock says he touched her back and face and asked if he could kiss her moments after they met at a wedding. Six Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published because of racist and insensitive imagery. That according to the business that preserves the author's legacy. This is AP News. The House will take up a voting bill that would make some big changes.
H.R. 1, a sweeping 791-page elections bill, will be debated and voted on in the House over the next 2 days. The bill offered by Democrats, if passed and signed into law, would bring a major overhaul to U.S. elections law. But Republican opposition is building. On Sunday at the Conservative Political Action Conference, former President Trump minced no words in opposition.
This monster must be stopped. It cannot be allowed to pass.
A floor vote in the House is scheduled Wednesday with passage all but certain, but the bill's chances in the 50-50 Senate remains unclear. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A commission of tech experts is urging the U.S. to boost its artificial intelligence skills to counter China, including by pursuing AI-enabled weapons. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt leads the group. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.